It's time for our final StoryCorps segment, marking the 10th anniversary of Lexington's No Smoking Ordinance, the first to be passed in any Kentucky city. Today, we end our series pretty much where it all began, by hearing again from two members of the original coalition responsible for lobbying Urban County Council members to pass the measure. Dr. Ellen Hahn was a key leader of Smoke-Free Lexington. She's joined in the booth by her colleague, Carol Riker. The two recall the nervousness they felt the night the final vote was cast.
We really didn't know until the vote whether it was going to pass or not. There were council people that wouldn't tell us how they were going to vote, mine, for example. And there were several people we just really didn't know. We knew that we were going to have no votes, but we didn't know if we'd have enough yes votes to pass.
Right.
It was really exciting when it actually passed.
We ended up with a pretty good law the first time.
And I think one of the council people really made a kind of poignant speech about, what did he say about talking to his son about swinging your fist if it hits somebody's nose?
Yeah, we didn't know how he was going to vote, and he was on a long tirade about something, and we're all sitting at the edge of our...
He was explaining his vote.
Yeah, but we're sitting at the edge of our seats going, okay, where is this taking us? And then when he started saying, like I tell my son, when he, you know, circles his arm around his head, he can do that all day, but if he hits somebody in the nose, that's not right. And then when he started there, I thought, huh, I think maybe he's getting to something. And he said, so it's the same with smoking. If you smoke and your smoke gets in somebody else's nose and mouth, it's not right. So I'm going to vote yes. So we had 11 votes.
And one of the council people voted for it because it was the thing to do, or I'm not sure how he put it. But
Well, I went up to him after one council meeting because he would never talk to me, never make eye contact with me. And I could never quite figure out what he wanted, how he was going to vote. And I said, well, you know, what are you thinking? And he said, well, I guess I have to vote for it now because everybody's telling me that I have to. And remember the one lady that worked in the College of Nursing was his neighbor, and she came to me so proud one day and said, I went and sat on his back porch with him and talked to him, and I think that's what convinced him. And I said, I am sure it did. There was one physician in town who initially would not support it. He said he liked to smoke his cigars and drink his scotch, and he didn't want to have to go to a bar and not do that. And I was like, you are kidding. You're a physician, and you won't support it. And he didn't until right, I call it that bandwagon effect, when he realized that it was going to be go through and be voted on, I got him to support it. And you can't do this work alone. And you've got to just really be passionate about it.
Be passionate. And I think I've heard other advocates who've gotten out of it say, I'm so sick of hearing these same arguments again and again. But for me, it's always interesting, and I'm curious to see what form and shape it'll take. So I think the fact that we stay interested in it and always learn something has helped me stay in the game.
Want to be in a place like Kentucky that needs it more than any
right
place.
To know it can really make a huge difference.
You know, they always say if you can do it in Lexington, if you can do it in Kentucky, you can do it anywhere. And I kind of believe that.
And to think that Lexington's smoking rate's down 32%. So we went in trying to relieve exposure to secondhand smoke, and we've made a sea change. And we really needed it. It's important.
It's a huge legacy. I'm pretty proud of the fact that we've, you know, had a reduction in asthma and a reduction in heart attacks in Lexington, you know, that we could actually document the fact that workers were being protected, that the air was cleaner. That was pretty amazing, and I was pretty proud of that. So,
and along with that, I mean, you've had to document that it didn't cause any economic problems. That wasn't our priority or reason to do it, but we also documented that.
Dr. Ellen Hahn and Carol Riker reminiscing about the night Lexington voted for a smoke-free ordinance. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio from its grant-funded oral history project. And a programming note, Josh James will provide an update on his award-winning series, Clearing the Air, which documented the debate over smoke-free ordinances. That's coming soon here on WUKY.